This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The Trump administration has accused China of meddling in the midterm election. I suppose that we should define meddling to evaluate that claim. Chinese meddling is different than Russian meddling. The Chinese were not flooding the internet and social media with fake news like the Russians did. Almost everyone saw something that the Russians put out there to tilt the 2016 election, whether they knew it at the time or not. The Chinese were not attempting to hack state election apparatus like the Russians did. Trump was not asking them to hack the Dems like he did the Russians. Somehow, Russian meddling in the last election never really attracted Trump's ire. He instead spent most of his time finding ways to diminish or excuse it. That was because that there was a net benefit in it for him. Beijing has been attempting to meddle, influence the midterm election in much different ways than the Russians that impacted the last presidential election. They are doing it in the open for all to see, none of this dark web stuff hiding their efforts. They are attempting to influence the midterm election by on who and on what they target their retaliatory tariff response upon. They hit Cranberries, Harleys, and Bourbon to target states that Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell represent. By placing the 25% tariff on U.S. soybeans, they hit 18 states where 96% of the soybeans were grown. Trump won 16 of those states in the presidential election. It worked very well, judging from the USDA tariff relief payments that most heavily are weighted to reimbursing soybean growers. Instead of going to the internet, they bought a four-page insert in the Des Moines Register. That was old media. It was not an angry blog, but rather a cool, calm explanation of why the tariffs were never necessary and would not work. It was a walk back through memory lane as to how connected with Iowa that Xi Jinping is and the warm relations that China and Iowa have had up to this point. We can pretty much see everything that China is doing to argue their case. Mike Pence criticized the Chinese effort to sway U.S. public opinion by claiming that they want another president. Sure they do, just like Russia wanted this one. The reason that mostly just farmers and few else are getting any trade war tariff aid is that the Trump administration thinks that the Chinese strategy may work. They have to shore up their electoral base in the heartland red states. Let's not let Beijing off the hook. They did not follow their WTO membership agreement, letter or spirit. They subsidized their producers in ways they should not have. Their People's Liberation Army hacked every corporate and government server that they could get into. Companies the world over wanted a piece of the Chinese market so much that Beijing held them up, demanding access to the company's intellectual property as a price to be paid to do business in that country. There will be some revelations coming as to how U.S. tech companies colluded with Beijing. They used phytosanitary trade barriers wherever it suited their purpose, holding up GMO approvals to block corn imports. They manipulated their customs process when they wanted to control trade. They used state-owned enterprises where they could subsidize to compete in world trade. When it was cheaper, they bought their technology by purchasing Smithfield Foods and Syngenta when they could not steal it. The reason that China has been running a massive trade surplus with the U.S. is that they had more access to the U.S. market than we had of theirs. They played to all those advantages because we let them. The WTO was the place to take many of these complaints. The George Bush administration focused on the war on terrorism and let trade coast. They were followed by the no-drama Obama administration, which took weak corrective action, too. There was plenty left to fix here. The Trump administration is obviously taking a very different approach from previous administrations. They have no patience for the WTO. While there was much wrong with China's trade practices, there was also some good things, too. They were buying over 60% of U.S. soybean production and had opened markets to U.S. pork and beef. They made the cotton market. The future for ag exports to China was bright. Now it has gone almost pitch black. The Trump administration has been selling the narrative that the trade war was necessary to rebalance the trade inequities with China, and that unfortunately, but necessarily, the ag sector would bear the brunt of that retaliation. If I thought that the Trump strategy would win the trade war and rectify the trade inequities, one might argue that the sacrifice might have been worth it. I do not. They've also been selling the idea as part of their narrative that the ag sector would be better off for having gone through the trade war. I do not agree. As I have said, I think that they are sacrificing our ham, contributing to the ham and egg breakfast. At worst, Trump contributes an egg and typically someone else's eggs. China will never agree to have to trust us again where they will depend on us to provide them 60% of anything that they need from us. Soybean growers are like factory workers put out on strike that even if they win a raise, it will not cover wages lost during the time out. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.